Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, June the 5th. And then there's this morning overnight EBOT prices were July corn up a penny and three quarters, July wheat up a quarter, and July beans up three quarters of a cent. We did sell 120,000 metric tons of beans to unknown, so a little bit of export business there. The dollar's just 11 ticks higher here. Crude oil's down another 58 a barrel. I think today's as much about what's going to be on the crop progress reports after the close as anything else. Most people think, virtually 96, 97, 98% of the corn should be planted. The question is how much is going to be replanted, how much might shift over into beans, how much is going to go to prevent plant. We just don't know. We expect wheat ratings could drop another point or two. We expect that bean planting should be pretty well caught up. We've got cool weather in the eastern third of the U.S. with some rains. The rest of the country looks pretty normal, cool in the middle, a little bit hot in the west, but it's fairly sunny out here. So the weather's a little bit of a mixed bag, but there is some concern that maybe we're going to start seeing a little bit of a blocking ridge and some dryness and heat coming into play here. Certainly the funds are still heavily short. We've got them short 120 wheat, 200 corn, 94,000 contracts of beans, which is a lot more than I really expected. They're short 45 meal, 25 oil. So if anything does pop here, we could certainly see a rally just caused by the funds out here. But the funds are still banking on no demand and bigger crops and decent weather and things ultimately moving lower here. We haven't been able to scare them out yet, so it's hard to know what'll do it. If we close July corn over 380, D's corn over $4, I think that might be the signal that they need to be getting out of these shorts. If wheat was to close over 440, that would be helpful. So we've got some resistance up here, and we just haven't been able to take it out. I don't think the outside markets will have much influence here, but again, it's the same story we've been in, which is why we continue to just hang in these ranges and chop around. Big potential crops around the world, big carryouts versus great demand. Some people think demand's going to be backing off in the beans as China's crush margins aren't that attractive, but we still can still see more and more sales. So the battle continues. Who do you want to believe? I think ultimately it's going to be very tough for the funds to maintain these short positions going into the bulk of the growing season out here in the next 3 weeks. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.